Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding city states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press that number one. Join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things today as we are getting into another awesome program today here on this April 28th, 2024. We want to say welcome, 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 welcome everybody to this great, awesome gospel show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So, out there, who do we got? I know I got Sister Ruth. Who else is out there today? Let's see how your mentals are all doing. Now, don't crowd everybody. Ruthie?
Yeah, me. Yeah, Queen Nye.
Yeah, I'm here, sweetie.
All right, it's Queen Nye. Okay, how you doing today, Queen Nye?
I'm about a two.
Ooh, that's not good. Well, hopefully by the end of the day, you'll be a lot better than you are than when you started. Amen.
Sounds like she might need a hug, huh?
Yeah. All right.
More than a hug. Thank you, Bill.
Well, we'll be praying that you're better at the end than you started at the beginning, that's for sure. But, hey, we all get those days. We all get those days, but I already know the reason for that, but we'll leave that between Queen Nye, me, and the Lord. So we'll leave it at that. But we'd definitely be praying for her. Okay, Ruth, how about you?
I got two thumbs up and two toes up and hug Diamond and hug Trumpet, too. And love everybody else and just praise the Lord.
All right. Queen Nye, anybody else with us, or is it just us folks right now?
Well, Six is there, but he's not saying anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he don't want to say anything. Well, then that's fine. some folks don't want to. All right. Well, we are going to get started, get right into the show today. Let's get this moving right along. I've got two thumbs up, and my wings are out there spread and get ready to fly. My halo's just right. So let's get started. We'll start with a word of prayer. Hey, prayer always works, always works. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord Jesus, that you take the wheel of this your program, Lord Jesus. Have your perfect will, your perfect way, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Lord Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to take the wheel and especially touch that soul who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Let them contact us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, no matter where they may be or where they may be at, Lord Jesus, we ask the same blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with some sort of illness or infirmity, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Lord Jesus, within your will, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, for those who have lost somebody due to some sort of illness or infliction, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch that family, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Lord Jesus. Comfort them with your Holy Spirit, as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations we read about in the newspaper, hear about in the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, You've got mail, Lord Jesus, because we certainly need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, before we close this prayer, we want to add a special prayer, Lord Jesus, for Queen Nye, Lord Jesus, that you touch her today. Help her to end this broadcast better than when she started, Lord Jesus. And all of those, Lord Jesus, who may be down today, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help them as well. Help lift them up, Lord Jesus, and give them a special touch. Now we ask all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, let's get into our scripture reading. Amen. And here we go.
This is Psalm 22, 1 through 10. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I am not silent, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cry unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shout out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing the delight in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. This was Psalm 22, 1 through 10. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
And as you notice there, Queen Nye, something is special for you, that even Jesus, as you notice, this is a prophecy of Jesus on the cross. Even Jesus, he had a time of sorrow and suffering. So we could take from him that everybody, including Christ, he knows what it is to have sorrow. Even in Garden of Gethsemane, he asked God to take that cup from him, but not his will, but the Father's will be done in him. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that's what you could be praying today. Amen. All right. Let's get right into our boogie music today. And we'll boogie for Jesus. And then we will be waiting on our one and only Pastor Bonnet. Amen.
Turbulence is the price you pay for flying high. So whenever you're flying high, you're going to have some bumpy areas. That's why I want to encourage you. So don't give up. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
talking about? Come on, Pierre Rashid, come help us. Everybody clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
To a rugged cross,
my Savior,
bear my sins,
my replacement,
took my place,
my provider.
Now I have,
come on, my Redeemer.
To a rugged cross,
my Savior,
bear my sin,
my replacement,
took my place,
my provider.
Now I have.
Just the knowing.
From the dead,
rose from the dead, so I could rise again.
Awesome ruler,
crucified just to call me
hope friend. Of glory,
one day I will catch a sea.
I am grateful,
he loved me enough to gladly take my place.
Just to know him.
Just to know him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Oh,
how
We got a testimony today. God used everything we went through to make us who we are. And we're grateful. Come on, say it. God gave me a vision.
God gave me a vision
of where I would be.
Of where I would be.
But he didn't show me what I'd go through.
But he didn't show me what I'd go through.
On the journey.
On the journey.
But everything our faith prepared me. For what God has for me to do.
What God has for me to do.
So now that I'm here, I'm gonna praise Him.
Now that I'm here, I can praise Him.
For all that I had to go through.
For all that I had to go through.
Come on, say it. What the devil meant for evil.
What the devil meant for evil.
God used to get the
God
glory. Destroy me. God turned it around for my good. What the devil?
God used it.
Cause it pushed me.
Hey.
It pushed me. Into my destiny.
Love you have for me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say, no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, and I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Your love make me do right.
Amen. And I can see it is that time. We have our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet from True Word of Faith, and he has for us a great word from the Lord, so we are not going to hesitate. We are going to let him do that. So here he is, our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God I am the one and only. I'm so much glad that God only made one. He broke the mold after us. You know, there's no duplicates. Amen. I know we think sometimes we great and everything, and we wish there was many clones of us out there, you know, like that movie, you know, where that guy that was called a mini-me. Some of you may want some mini-me's out there. Nah, we need some mini-Jesus. Amen. That's so many Christ. Amen. No mini-me, Lord, because Lord knows the world will truly be messed up. Amen. But I'm so glad that he saved me. Amen. Messed up me. Amen. I'm so glad he delivered me that messed up me. That's right. That's right. I'm so glad that he came and rescued me, not from just the hands of my enemy, but from my own thinking. Amen, somebody. Because some of us, our greatest enemy is the enemy. Amen, somebody. You ain't got to tell the whole truth. We know the story. You crazy, and you know you crazy. Amen. And nobody got to tell you you're crazy. Preacher, you should be calling people these stigma names. Look, we got to call
Come
a
on
duck
with
a
it.
Duck and a spade a spade. Amen. Amen. So we got to stop fooling people. Amen. Some of us was a mess. Amen. Amen. And even after being saved, some of us still are. Little messes. Oh, I know you don't like that. But it's the truth anyhow. Amen. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Amen, that he will lead us and guide us, well, into all truth so we can stop doing foolish stuff so that we can be true witnesses. Amen, amen. Sometimes what forfeit our right to tell the truth about God is our character. You know, many times that people go into the court of law and that they was the sole eyewitness of something being done. They was the sole witness of a man committing murder against somebody else, another citizen, amen, and they were being brought to justice, amen, but they needed somebody to put them in the right place, amen, and what his attorneys would do is begin to find people that know you and know you where you're at, amen, and they begin to assassinate your character. They begin to tear down your integrity as to be a reliable witness. Jesus said the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. In other words, sometimes the greatest thing that the enemy tries to do against you, and yes, even you, and he done it against me, is he tries to tear down who we are now. Amen. Yes, I was a mess, but I ain't a mess no more. Amen. Amen. Yes, I done that, what you say. I did it. I'm guilty. Guilty. I got a T-shirt that says that. Guilty as charged. But on the back of it says, I've been redeemed. Amen. Anybody been redeemed out there? Amen.
Amen.
Redeemed by the hand of, by the blood of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been redeemed. Amen. In other words, I was guilty. Amen. The sentence was passed. The wages of sin is death. I deserve death. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hell was going to be my destination. But I thank God for this word that was we found over in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't sell it. Amen. He didn't trade him. He didn't bargain with him. Amen. But he just simply gave him, gave his only begotten son that whosoever, I believe it's whosoever, I know that's broken English, but that's all right. I mean it like I said, I be a whosoever. Are you a whosoever? That means you. Whosoever shall believe, amen, shall not perish. Amen. Should not perish. Should not, because it's conditional. Not shall not, because it made it automatic. Amen. But should not made it conditional. What was it conditional? It was conditioned on your faith to receive and to believe. Amen. I'm so glad that my eternal destination is not dependent on how you think about Kenneth. Amen. It is how Kenneth received the gift that God the Father, the Almighty God, sent to this world. Amen. Greetings to you, 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 and yes, even you. I know we are tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. This is the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. And I thank God for all of you in your respectable place. Thank God for the vision that God gave Charles to start this program. Amen. Thank God for people like you and you and you and you and all those that make up the Six Eyes Radio Network, each one in their respectable places, that do their respectable part. Amen. That this program can go on. And I'm so glad that y'all have allowed me to continue to minister here on this platform. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to always come and fellowship with you about our wonderful Savior. Amen. On today is no different. I pray that what I have to say today to you and what I've already said have encouraged you, have lifted you up, and will encourage you and will lift you up. Most of all, I pray that it lights a fire on you. Amen. That's right. I said it. I'm going to say it again. I pray that it lights a fire in you because I need you to burn with the passion that God gave you to save this world. I want you to burn with the passion that God gave you to add value to this world. Amen. That means you have something to give. Oh, I know they told you you was nothing. I know they dismissed you. They said you was insignificant. I know they said a lot of stuff about you. But let me remind you, they once, after Jesus performed a miracle, after he cast out a demon, they said, oh, he's doing that by the prince of demons. He ain't nobody. He just old carpenter's son. They talked down about Jesus in the midst of him blessing them. In the midst of it. So I'm not worrying about when people talk against me, and neither should you. Because if they did the Savior like that, who done all kinds of miracles daily, daily now, he was doing this everywhere he went. Now, many of us that are working in the ministry, every now and then God will use us to perform certain miracles, do certain things that matters, amen, even say certain things that will cause people to change their lives. But he was doing this daily, and they still had something bad to say. Amen? We do it rarely. Amen? Well, if we do it at all, and they still going to have something to say bad about you. I learned this from my former pastor, Pastor R.J. Washington, who's going on to be with the Lord. Amen. He used to say, if you drive a big car, the people are going to say you're robbing the money. If you drive a small car, they're going to say you're poor and broke. If you preach a long message, they're going to say you're long-winded. If you preach a short message, they're going to say you didn't have a message. So he done learned, and he told us, but we just got to learn, bump what people got to say. Obey God. Amen. And that's what I want to say to you. It doesn't matter what anyone has to say. Obey God. Obey him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. Yes, he will. Amen. Now, if I don't preach another word, I just preach. Amen. As a matter of fact, I can do the benediction right now because I said a lot. Amen. But I'm not going to do y'all like that. Amen. Brother Charles liked to say I bring a buffet. Amen. So allow me to open up the buffet to those of you that's following me in the scriptures today, and I hope you do. Amen. And I encourage you to do. And if you're part of a church or a ministry, amen, I want you to follow your leader if they follow Christ, but follow them when they go into the Word. Read it with them. Write it down. Go back and read it again. Amen. To make sure you have a right understanding. Amen. How can you resound it if you're not sure about it? Amen. Amen. So, those of you that's following, today we're going to go to the Old Testament and the New Testament. Start in the New, and we're going to reflect back to an Old Testament. So, in the New Testament, we're coming out of 2 Timothy. Amen. We're going to use 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'll tell you the verses later because I don't want you to read ahead of me. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we're also going to read Joshua chapter 1. And we may make it to Joshua chapter 6. I don't know, depending on what the times look like. Amen. But once again, I want to thank you for your time and your effort today. And I want to ask your permission to invade the space in your mind that I may deposit something of God. Amen. Do I have your permission? Thank you so very much. Amen. The mere fact that you're online, the mere fact that you're listening, give me the permission to invade your mind. Some people invade your space and they don't ever ask for permission. You know, they call that trespassing. Amen. I don't want to trespass today. Amen. I read it when we was reading what is called the Lord's Prayer. It says, forgive us our trespasses. Amen. So if I trespass, forgive me. Amen. But I did ask your permission to invade your space. Amen. 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 2 Timothy chapter, well, I want to read this. I know my notes are already there, but I want to take them out of order. Amen. Amen. I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Amen. And I'll come back if time permits and the Lord permits me, and I read it like I have it. Amen. 2 Timothy, and there's a 1 Timothy, there's a 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I want to read verse 13 there. It says, hold fast. Hold what? Hold fast. That means stand still. That means get a grip. Amen. Hold fast the form of sound words. Amen. In other words, there's a format to it. There's a system to sound words, not just any words. Amen. So he says, hold fast. I mean, don't let it go. The form of sound words which thou hast heard of me. There are wise teachers. I'm not the only one. There are men and women of wisdom, amen, that are teaching the word of God by the word of God, not just by some type of false interpretation, amen. Amen. He said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hold fast to that. In other words, don't you let go of the teachings of Jesus Christ. There is a teaching now that's teaching differently from what Christ taught. Amen. There's all types of teachers out there. The Bible says in the latter days there shall be seducing spirits having itching ears, having teachers teaching things that's not of God. Amen. Only teaching what the people want to hear. And in other words, I can get on here and tell you, you want to be a millionaire. God wants to bless you, you and you. All of you, God should, he wants to make you rich, and you can get happy and say, ooh, that sounds good. But you have a struggle take managing $100. You will lose your mind. You have $1 million. So God don't want that for you. God don't want you to be lost because you got money, but you don't have no structure on what to do with the money, how to use the money, how to make the money benefit not just you, but your next generation. Amen, somebody. So we're going to teach sound doctrine. Amen. Amen. I'm jumping my notes. Amen. I want to read this other one over in Joshua, Old Testament, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And I promise you, I'm coming back and putting it in order. Amen. But I got to just read these two bullet points. Amen. He said, and I'm reading King James Version for those of you that are inquiring. What version? King James, amen. Have not I commanded thee? So we'll touch on that verse in front of that. He said, have not I commanded thee? Question mark. Then here's the command. Here's the statement. Be strong. Oh, to the body of Christ, if I can say anything, I want to say to you today, as born-again believers, wherever you may be, whatever you may dealing with in your life, to those of you that's dealing with low self-esteem, those of you that are going through depression, those of you that's going through a season of unhappiness, I want to say to you, God word declare, not Kenneth, not Bonnet, not the preacher, but God word declare, God word declare. He said, have not I commanded you? Be strong. Ooh, powerful statement by yourself. Be strong and of good courage. Courage. Courage means, that don't mean you don't have some type of fear or some type of a question about going forward or some type of deep concern. Courage means you're willing to face your fears. Courage means you're willing to challenge that which challenged you, and you're not going to run from it. He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Somebody need to hear this today. I don't know who it's for, but I feel it down in my sanctified soul. Somebody need to hear this verse right here. Have not I commanded thee? That means you. That means you. Yes, you. I'm talking directly to you and you and you. You, ma'am. You, sir. You. Believer, I'm talking to you from the word. Be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. See, you won't have to be afraid when you know you have the heavyweight champion of the universe, not just the world. The universe of all creation with you. Be of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. See, that's good news for somebody. Because sometimes while we're traveling this Christian journey, it gets lonely, and we get afraid. We are intimidated. We are pushed against the wall. We are challenged on the left and right. People step on us and overlook us. Amen. Some discount us. But understand this. When you are answering the call of God, he said, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. Don't let nobody make you think your trust in God is in vain.
Woo! Amen. Amen.
Sometimes the challenge. I told y'all, I'm going to try to get back to my notes, but I had to read it how it came to me. I didn't know why I had these stars on this when I was writing it down, but the Holy Spirit knew. Be strong. Now, let me go all the way back. We're going back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy is a book that was written to Timothy from the Apostle Paul. Timothy was a son in the gospel of Paul. In other words, the Apostle Paul ministered to Timothy, and Timothy was up under his leadership. Timothy learned from him. Timothy was taught by him, ordained by him, appointed by the Apostle Paul. So Timothy is a son in the gospel because of the work of Paul. And many of you, you've had many leaders. So you can only have, you should only really have one father in the gospel, someone that have shepherds you, someone that have put covering over you, amen. And there's nothing wrong with having tutors. To many of you all, I'm a tutor to you, amen. I bring aid to that which you are being taught by your local pastor, up under your local leader, amen. And then some of you may think of me as your pastor, your airways pastor. And if so, I pray that this covering cover your mind and your soul, amen. So Timothy here in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, we want to read here verse number 11. Let's start here. Amen. Amen. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, that's Christ, we shall also live with him, that's Christ. Amen. See, whoever told you being saved meant you don't have to go through nothing, they lied. They lied. They did not read the Bible. They did not read the scripture text. They that live godly shall suffer persecution. Amen. Amen. So get it out your head that you're not going to go through troubles. You're not going to go through tribulation and trials. Matter of fact, let me add this to it. Let me add this to it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open your Bibles to James. Amen. Amen. We was in 2 Timothy. Keep going forward a few chapters, a few books to James. Amen. Chapter 1. Amen. Verse 2. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when, not if, when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, knowing. In other words, you're not to be ignorant. That's unlearned or uninformed. Amen. That don't mean you're stupid. Amen. But knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Somebody don't testify. Don't testify out loud. Somebody can tell the truth. You done worked my last nerve. If I had another nerve at the end of that nerve, you done wore him out. Glory to God. I sometimes walking this life, walking this journey as a faith will try us to the very end of what we know as that solid sanity. Amen. But he said, my brother, talking about believers, consider it, weigh this thing out, count it all joy. Joy, Lord, joy, joy. In other words, the joy that God gives us, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it. Take it away. Stop looking for somebody to make you happy. Stop looking for somebody to make you full and complete. If God's word can't do it, it can't be done. Your joy, your completion is supposed to come from within. Amen. Amen. Using the word of God, amen, that relationship with God the Father through his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, that what makes you full of joy. That's what brings satisfaction and wholeness to your life. He said, my brethren, count it all joy. When, not if. That means this thing is going to happen. When you fall into divers, that means many different divers temptations. knowing this, that the trying of your faith, in other words, your faith got to be tried. The only test that a physician is a true physician is when he gives you prescriptions or when he gives you something to do, it works. The only test to a mechanic is when you take your automobile to it and he said this is that, and he has it, and he gives it back to you, and it's fixed. Glory to God. So knowing this, my God, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Somebody pray, God, give me more patience. You should have prayed that prayer. Too late now. Now you got to deal with the whirlwind. Glory to God. Now God got to send all hell your way. Glory to God. So that patience can be developed in you. You wanted patience. Glory to God. So you got behind somebody who did not want to go to speed limit, but wanted to go 5 miles under it. Now, I want you to have this full understanding. They driving, it say 35, and they doing 30, and you mad as the devil. What they going so slow for? It say speed limit, not speed minimum. Glory to God. And we get upset because we behind somebody who ain't in a rush and in a hurry. You should have left on time. You should have left early. Glory to God. Then you wouldn't have been upset. So it had to work some patience in you because you didn't do your part first. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do, and we mad at the next person because they're enjoying life. And we mad at God because God done gave them some money, and it seems like we don't have none. But God said, I gave you money, but you didn't manage it well. I told you to hold on to this, but you let it go too soon. We didn't listen to what God gave us, so God had to work something different. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But let patience have her perfect work. That word let is a creation word. That means you have to create this in your heart and mind. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. That word perfect means complete. That don't mean flawless. And entire, wanting nothing. Now let me go back to my text. Let me go back to my text. Glory to God. Thank God for station identification. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I heard it like this in some of your cities. Amen. Especially if you're in a major city or metropolitan area. Amen. The traffic lights, you know, going east and west. If it's red on this side, then north and south they green. Amen. Amen. But every now and then, amen, there's an emergency where the fire department, amen, is called, and the system is calculated when those sirens go off, amen, that the system turn all the lights red, and everything has to stop on both sides, on all four sides. I mean, amen. The north, the west, the south, the east, amen. All of it has to stop, amen. And the preacher had a message, amen. But some red lights came on, and I had to stop and drop this in, amen. But now it's passed, and so we back on go again. We back on green. So we're going back. Oh man, amen. We're going back, amen. To 2 Timothy, amen. Chapter 2 Timothy chapter 2, amen, amen, amen. And we'll start over. From verse 11 again, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, oh Lord, thank you, we shall also reign with him. See, it makes it feel better when you know that you're doing right and you yet still suffering. It simply means you're going to reign with Christ. That's why you can have joy. That's why you can have peace. Because when you are obeying God's word for your life, and whatever your trouble is, when it comes to hindering your involvement in the kingdom of God, it simply means you're doing your assignment. And
amen.
The devil don't like it. And he wants to stop you from doing your assignment. But what you have to make up in your mind come hell or high water. I meant it like I said it. Come hell or high water, ain't nothing going to stop me from obeying God.
Amen.
Amen. So let me get back to the text. Let me get back to the text. Glory to God. If conditional, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If conditional, we deny him, hear me, deny him, him being Christ. This is what the text says. I ain't adding or subtracting. If we deny him, he also will what? Deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. So just because you don't want to recognize Christ as Christ, he ain't denying himself. He know who he was and what he done. And he know who he is and what he's doing. Amen. So don't worry about that, the naysayers. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Here's my charts today. Of these things, put them in remembrance. I am trying to put us in remembrance, amen, and to charge us. It says, charge them before the Lord that they shall strive not about words to no profit. Stop having foolish conversations concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stop having crazy conversations that means nothing to the kingdom. Ain't nothing wrong with us socializing and everything, but when it comes down to talking about our faith in God, make sure it has purpose to add someone to the kingdom of God. Amen. But to the subverting of the hearers, study to show thyself. Who self? Thyself. Well, amen, preacher. He's talking to Timothy. Well, Timothy is nothing else than someone who was under a minister, who became a son of faith. So I'm charging you that's listening today, in the word, study to show yourself approved, not to me, but unto God. Why? Because this is a workman that need not to be ashamed, so that you can rightly divide the word of truth. Why? Because some things fit over here that don't fit over there. All churches are not to do the same assignment. So stop looking for your ministry to do what this ministry is doing. Stop looking for that ministry to do this. You don't know their assignment. Nor do you know the charge of God, because in the body of Christ, there is a fivefold ministry. And not all five of those ministries operate the same. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and verses 13, which I already read. I'll read again. Verse 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. I may not be with you right now physically, but I put my spiritual hands on each one of you, one by one, name by name, and I release an anointing. Glory. I release the anointing of God for you to be a solid witness of God. You that believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I anoint you today to be able to share your testimony. I anoint you today, truth of God's word, and not be afraid. And I put you in remembrance that we already read, he said, don't be afraid. Be of good courage. We're coming to it again. I didn't forget you. Glory to God. Verse 13 says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me. I want you to listen to the sound words that I've given you already. Sound, solid, foundational teaching. Thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Let's go to Joshua. Amen. Many of us may know about who Joshua was and what some of the exploits of the life that he lived. Amen. And for the saving of time, I want to try to condense this story concerning his life. Amen. I first want to point out that Joshua here, when we come to chapter 1, Joshua is not a young man. Amen. And if I be wrong, Missionary Ken, you're welcome to correct me. But if we follow the scripture text properly, I believe Joshua was around 80 plus years old. Amen. Amen. Because he was 40 when Moses sent him and 11 others out to spy out a land. And because only him and one other came back with a good report, the children of Israel suffered in the wilderness for 40 more years, amen, amen, because of a bad report. And we as believers have to be careful of bad reports. Because a bad report can cause you to suffer needlessly. We heard it. Whose report are you going to believe? Well, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Tune in tomorrow night as we talk about Peter's report. Amen. But I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Why? Because if God said it, that settles it. It ain't got nothing to do with what you believe. God said this was going to happen. Two came back and said, we well able. 10 came back and said, they're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. Then you doubted the power of your God. Stop putting your problems as if God can't solve them. That is not faith in God. That's faith in the devil. I know you don't like it when the preacher talk like that, but it's true anyhow. Whose report will you believe? Amen. So, Brother Joshua is now commissioned to carry the children of Israel into the promised land. And he had to go through some things. I was going to jump forward then jump back, but no, we're going to walk through it because we may not get to chapter 6, and we'll save that, the walls of Jericho. We'll save that for later if we can't get there today. But Joshua chapter 1, let's read verses 1 through 4 first. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So this is all 12 tribes. This is the million plus people that came over. Now, we know so many of them died. Amen. But 40 years in the desert, there are children that's being born that's replacing the parents that died. Because all of them, their parents died in the wilderness. The fathers was dying off in the wilderness. But their children that was born during the wilderness experience, the children now are inheritors of the promise. Amen. That's why it's important for us to pass on legacy to the next generation. We were talking about that a week ago. Amen. What are you passing on? Amen. And so, verse 3 says, every place that thou sold, wait a minute. Now, God is talking to Joshua. He's letting Joshua know as a leader who has succeeded, a great leader, who obeyed God to the deliverance of millions. Now, your job is to see that they inherit the promise. Some of us, our job is not to be wealthy, but to make sure that our children are wealthy. Amen. Some of us, our job is not to furnish the church, but to make sure the church is started. Amen. Some of us, our job is just to prepare the way for the next generation and allow them to advance highly. Amen. But some of us, we are so selfish and we're so self-absorbed that we feel if I don't do it, it can't happen. If I ain't in charge, it ain't important. That's a bad attitude. That's the wrong way to perceive how God is doing things. Amen. The Bible says that, and Jesus taught his disciples, he said, talking about the Jewish and the Roman Empire and all of them, he said, you know, they exercise hierarchy. He said, but that's not to be among you. He that will be great among you, let him be the minister or the servant of all. So when you want to be the pastor, that don't mean everybody serve you. That means you serve everybody. Some people got the wrong idea about pastoring. They think pastoring means everybody gonna serve him or her. No, pastoring means you're serving everybody under you. David was the shepherd. The sheep didn't serve him. He served the sheep. He the one led the sheep to where to eat, where to sleep. Amen, somebody. So moving forward. So, amen. So every place that thou sole of thy foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness to Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and until the great city towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There's a whole lot of it now. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. This is a righteous man who's carrying God's people. And God is saying to him, I'm not going to let nobody overtake you. Let's go on. So there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I told you, the wonderful thing about following great leaders is their anointing is passed on to you. We read about Elisha and Elijah. And Elisha received a double portion of Elijah's anointing because he stayed close. Amen. I hear Joshua stay close to Moses. Amen. Amen. And so Joshua received the same anointing, and God reaffirms it in him, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Now, how did God prove that? We'll read it in just a moment, but God proved that because one of the miracles that God performed by the hands of Moses is when Moses took the staff and he placed it at the Red Sea parted. Amen. And there was a clear level of left and right wall of the sea. And he didn't part it and they walked on muddy ground. He dried up the ground enough so that they walked through on dry ground. Now, a lot of people have a lot to say. Some people say that the Red Sea wasn't but so many inches. Amen. But even when your yard get wet with so many inches of water and somebody trying to, a great multitude start walking through it, it's going to get muddy. We read there was no mud. Amen, somebody. That means all the chariot, all the livestock was able to come through and nobody got stuck. So whether it was big or small, it still was dry ground. And they still walked through on dry ground. Didn't nobody get stuck while they was going through their miracle. We ain't supposed to get stuck while we're going through our miracle, while we're going through, amen. We're not to be stuck, amen. Everybody may go through something, but don't get stuck in it. Come on out, amen. There's another side to your story. You may have some hardship right now. You may have some struggles right now. You may have some things that you don't know heads or tails of it. You don't know which way to go. You like that cartoon. Which way did he go, Joy? Which way? You don't know. But what I'm telling you, don't get stuck in the middle of it. Come on through. The miracle of God is he'll let you come through on dry ground. And here's Joshua. He's coming through. God telling him, you're going to go on the other side of Jordan. And so God gives him the instruction to take 7 priests, amen, and to send them in front of the Ark of Covenant. And when the priests, when they got to the riverfront, it didn't part. All 7 of them had to get down in the water. Amen. And once the ark came down there and they was in the water, then the water parted. Amen. Then the water backed up and stood still, and the water that was in front went on down the hill, and they was able to walk across Jordan on dry ground. It was still a miracle of dry ground. It didn't happen the same, but it happened uniquely to them. Your blessings may not be just like mine, but it will be in similarity that you know it's God. Amen, somebody. So verse 6 says, the end part of verse 5 is, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. That's important to know. God said, when you obey him, and you doing what he tells you to do, and you're going where he said, I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Verse 6 says, be strong. Be what? We read that somewhere else, but here in verse 6, so that means when we read it somewhere else later on, it is repeating. That means this God is establishing your strength, and that's what he wants to establish in all of us, is to be strong. So he said, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou divided for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command thee. Obey your pastors. Obey your spiritual leaders. The Bible says, obey the prophet, and so shall you prosper. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. So he says, turn from it. Let me go back. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I'm not a prosperity teacher in the sense of just preaching, get it, get it, get it. But that's what the word just says. So this is relevant to the call of God for your life. Your prosperity is relevant to the plan of God for your life, for kingdom development. God wants you to prosper. It's in his word. I don't care who don't like it, and I frankly don't care who don't agree with it. If God said it, that settles it. Verse 8. Now listen to me. Read it with me. Verse 8. This book of the law. This book. This is Joshua now. So, what book of the law that he had? He had the Torah. Amen. He didn't have Kings and Psalms and he didn't have Daniel, because he was before all of that. Amen. So he only had the Torah, Pentateuch. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, the thing that you've been taught all these years of your life, your upbringing, your teaching, and me, in observing the law of God, how to love your neighbor as yourself. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, and we're to love him above everything. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Thou shalt what? Meditate. Some of us, hear me, if you are dealing with low self-esteem and depression, it is because you are meditating on things that are not the promises of God. Because when you meditate things of God, it don't give room to the things of the devil. So he says, but thou shalt meditate